Yeah, that happened many times actually over the last 11 years, but the most recent one that I know of, because sometimes I'll find out months later where a student will email me and say, hey, I never told you this, this is what happened in school. Well, I don't know what happened with the Idaho event. I'm sure a lot of great things happened out of it with all the emails that I've got, but as far as the, thank you, buddy. As far as the suicide attempt, I don't know if that happened with the Idaho event, but the one before where I got the beef from the local town paper here in Missouri, there a student was going to commit suicide that weekend. I spoke on a Friday afternoon, and then another two students, one set their razor blade down on a counselor's desk and said, well, I guess I won't need this any longer. And those are just some of the highlight stuff. I've gotten at least 150 emails just from that high school presentation. It really caused people to think, because they have not had a speaker in their school for about a decade.
That is so fantastic, and I'm so thankful that you do listen to God and obey, because these things happen only when we take action and do things. It's like the saying, all it takes for evil to reign is for good men to do nothing.
That quote is up in the Holocaust Museum in Europe.
Oh, wow. That
Edmund Burke? Yeah. I love that quote.
That is just fantastic. And the knowledge that you bring to this particular aspect of life is fantastic. Because lately, I've been reminded, I don't know exactly even why, about the scripture where God says, you know, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And we need the understanding. And you being, of course, a pop culture expert, I mean, you've seen these things, you know these things, and I love, because our young people today, even, you know, adults, younger adults, are just bombarded with falsities or make-believe from television and movies, and it's just, it's playing havoc on our culture and our minds and what these young people think that's okay.
I know, and I think that's the hardest part, is it's so hard today with our culture and our world and laws that are being overturned and changed, and the whole structure and how we're founded as a country is being stripped underneath us, that, you know, I tell teens whenever I speak, you have the right to have and read your Bible in school during study hour. I even asked at the last conference I was at 2 weeks ago in Mackinac Island, I spoke five times there for a kids camp, a teen camp, and I asked the teens, I said, who here reads your Bible during lunch hour and actually reads it at your lunch table when you're eating lunch? And I had two or three hands that were raised. I'm like, that's awesome. I'm like, the rest of us, we should be bold. We shouldn't worry about what other people think. And maybe it's just a matter of us not thinking about it. I didn't even think about reading my Bible during lunch hour when I was in high school. I know I would have gotten some glares, but man, people might have come up to me and said, hey, what are you reading? Wow, I'm a Christian too, or I'm not, but I want to learn more. I'm like, people are going to have their opinions about us no matter what we do anyway. And you know what? We're coming to a point in our history where there's so much going on behind the scenes, government-wise, and religious freedoms being stripped, that we might either be raptured or martyred for our faith. But I'm just, some stuff I've been finding out the last 6 months, I just want to bawl thinking about how little time we have left. And it's like, I want to go out bold as ever as a Christian. It's so not easy, but man, I want people to understand, young people to get who they are in Christ, not be deceived or distracted by all of these messages like you were talking about from pop culture. And I think a key reason why so many people are bombarded by it or not sure what the truth is because they're getting their identity and their basis and foundation for who they are from what a celeb tells them instead of what God tells them out of scripture. And the more people can dig into the truth and study the word daily, they will be easy. To me, it's pretty easy, black and white, when you see something on TV, on the radio, listening to a song, thinking, wait a second, that's so not what God would want me to listen to or watch, and that's so not truth. And then be able to make a wise decision from that point on. But teens are getting it. Teens do get it when they see where I'm coming from and show them video clips and have them look at interviews from celebrities, they start to put the pieces together. And that's what got me fired up when I was 16. I started to get it, and I couldn't keep quiet. So,
well, we don't want you to keep quiet, and I've heard you speak, so I definitely don't want you to keep quiet, because you're doing what is so necessary. And if you've just tuned in, talking to Tina Marie from Tina Marie Live, she is a former in-depth Hollywood person, television, movies, pop culture expert, motivational speaker, helping teaching young people about the truth and letting them know that they're that they don't have to get their identity from Hollywood or from what the culture has to say, helping people understand they can live counterculturally to what the critics claim is harmless entertainment. And I know you have lots of stories that indicate that. And one of the things you have now, you have a blog, right, that people could...
Yeah, I have a weekly blog. Actually, I'm going to be working on that later on today. And I send out a tip of the week for either what Hollywood is currently saying or doing and how we can protect ourselves from it. So once a week, I do a blog for this website, and it goes out to all the people that subscribe, but you can also read them on there. You can sign up on the first page of the website, tinamarielive.com. On the bottom right page, you'll see another sign up. And I just keep very up to date with Hollywood because so much of it changes daily. And so I write a blog on that, and then hang on, buddy. I'm doing a little radio show. That's my oldest here, Jake. He can probably give you a lot of my information verbatim. Since he was an infant, I've been sharing on this. But, so I do a blog, keep people updated there. Just wait in a little bit, buddy, a little bit, okay? And just want people to, in any way that I can help them with the tips and tools that I have to make them get plugged in and learn more from behind the scenes is what I'm all about, because before it went from here are some TV shows to steer clear from, here are some albums to steer clear from, now it's more like I've been teaching them the last 2 or 3 months. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner, but I'm just loving where it's going. How do I learn what's currently going on in Hollywood? How do I...